1-800-DUIOA, now offering free remote consultations by phone or video conference for any criminal offense. Trust Brooke, Jeffrey, and Jose's friends with a free remote consultation. From Bradley Johnson Lawyers, visit 1-800-DUIOA.com or call
1-800-DUIOA.
It's time for a special phone tap powered by DJ Khaled. Another one! And today, nice. We call a guy who's become extremely frustrated with the local housing market. Mm. His family's put down so many offers and been rejected so many times. Oh. He's not sure he can take another one. Another one! So, it'll be interesting when we throw a wrinkle in his situation by having the owner of the house he's currently bidding on call him. Because usually the real estate agent talks to each other on these, but not today. The eccentric Brooke Fox has other ideas on how to close this deal in your brand new phone tap. Another one right now.
It's another phone tap.
And weekday mornings on the 20s.
Only on Moving 92.5.
Hello?
Hi, is this James?
Yes, who's this?
My name is Whitney Ford. I own the house in Park that you put an offer on.
Okay. Hi.
Pretty nice house, huh?
Yeah, it is. My family and I would really like to live there.
You and the rest of the world.
What?
I just wanted to let you know, out of the many, many offers I have received, you are one of the few people that I'm actually considering.
Oh, are you serious? That's amazing.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
So as you know, the housing market is crazy right now. So some people are offering a lot of money for places.
Yeah, I've heard.
Like a lot.
Yeah. Are you saying you want more money? I think my offer was pretty good.
I just want to tell you what I've heard. You know, I've heard that some people have offered all types of stuff and services for different places. And that part's interesting, don't you think? I mean, it's interesting to me.
I guess so, but what are you getting at?
What are your hobbies, James?
My hobbies?
Yes, your hobbies.
Okay, I'm into biking.
Okay, good. I'll take your bike.
What do you mean?
I mean, on top of all the money for the house that you'll give me, if I end up selecting you, you will give me your bike as well.
This is weird.
I just want you to know I have many offers here in my lap. Maybe we should look at another. Oh, look at this. This is from the Anderson family.
Okay. You can have my bike.
Oh, I can have your bike?
Jeez, yes.
That is very generous of you. I didn't even see it coming.
Okay, you have my bike. Are we done here?
You know, I've been to your Facebook page.
What?
I've seen the pictures of your darling family. Little Abigail is what, like 6 or 7?
She's 9, but I don't know.
9 years old. I mean, she seems like a smart cookie.
What? Are you asking for my family? You can't have my family if that's what you're asking for.
I don't want your family. That's ridiculous. Oh, I'm not cruel. I just saw a picture of you reading a book to your daughter in bed.
Come on.
And I'd really like that book.
You want a kid's book? I want the house. I'm giving you the money.
And the bike. Oh, and I want the bed, too.
What bed? I don't...
Abigail's bed. I want the bed. I want the bed. I want the book. I want the bike.
No, you can't have my child's bed, okay? This is like a hostage negotiation. You're threatening me that you're not going to pick my family to buy your house unless I give you my daughter's bed? What is wrong with you?
Someone isn't used to negotiation, I see.
But no. I negotiate plenty of stuff, but not like this. This is ridiculous.
And I thought we were really close here.
Wait, you thought we were close? I don't know if we're close. I don't, or like really far away, because you're asking for a lot of stuff from me, and I don't even know if I have it.
You don't know if you have your own child's bed?
I don't even understand why you would want my child's bed. It's like you're humiliating me and you're just taking all my family's special stuff.
Your daughter has an emotional attachment to her bed, James? That's weird.
Yes, who doesn't have an attachment to their bed? I have an attachment to my bed. I wouldn't want you to take my bed from me. And she's my daughter. She's 9 years old. You have a problem, lady. There's something seriously wrong with you.
So does that mean you don't want my house?
No, I didn't say that I didn't.
Yeah, that's what I thought. So in order for this to happen, I need your bike, your daughter's bed, and her favorite book. And then we'll see if I choose.
I never told you it was her favorite book.
I know, but your wife did.
You spoke with Candace?
Mm-hmm, I did. And she told me not to pull any punches. I mean, because if I did, you wouldn't have believed that this is a prank phone call.
What are you doing? Oh, what are you... I just...
Your wife is the one who contacted us. This is actually Brooke from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning, and this is a phone tab.
No. Oh my god,
I feel so bad for you guys. Candace said that you have put 12 offers on houses in the last 3 months and none have come through.
We have. No.
I mean, she wanted to give you something to smile about, but I want to tell you, you're terrible at negotiating.
I am not. This is the stupidest negotiation.
James, give me the bed.
I also really like that bike.
Wake up every morning with phone taps. Weekday mornings on the 20s.
Only on Moving 92.5.